Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I warmly welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. And before I begin to share the message the Lord's laid on my heart, I would like to just take a moment to pray for you. The Lord knows what your day has been like. He knows the things you're going through. And all of us, I don't care how long we've served the Lord, walk with the Lord, it is His strength that enables us to continue on, to run the good race, to fight the good fight until we stand before Him. So let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege we have of gathering together and sharing Your goodness, Your mercy, knowing that we serve a God who hears and answers prayer. Lord, there are many places in the world where people do not have the privilege or the ability or the freedom to hear the Word of God preached, to be able to share in the things of God unless they do it clandestinely in secret in the underground church, in the persecuted church, which many of them, Lord, in order to continue is what they have to do. So we thank You for the freedoms we still yet have in this nation. And Lord, we ask that first of all, we want to remember those who are our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted, those in bondage. We remember those in bonds, as the Scripture reminds us. And Lord, we ask for Your mercy and Your grace and Your provision for them, as well as, Lord, for our own lives. You know the things that my brothers and sisters, those that are listening, stand in need of right now in their lives. Lord, there's probably many things we need and ask of You, but Lord, there are certain things that are especially critical and imperative right now at this time in their lives. And so, Father, I ask that You would grant that provision, whatever it is, whether it's financial, whether it's physical healing, whether it's emotional strength, whether it's deliverance from confusion and having the mind of Christ and the wisdom to go forward in the direction You would have them go. Lord, whatever that need is, we stand upon that wonderful, all-embracing, comprehensive promise that it is Your will to supply all of our needs according to Your riches in glory, which have no limit, Lord, or requirements, except that we love You. And so, Father, thank You for Your blessing and Your ministry upon Your beloved. And Lord, be with us now and anoint the delivery of Your word. Anoint our hearts to receive that which You have for us in an individual and personal way through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I was thinking about gifts. Don't we all love to receive gifts? And the very concept, when we hear that word, we think of something that perhaps is unexpected, that can be a delightful surprise, something that we didn't earn or deserve, because then otherwise it wouldn't be a gift. It would be something that is owed us. And while we might appreciate that, for example, the salary we earn as a result of our labors, we're always happy to receive that. However, that's deserved. It's expected. But a gift is not. And as you think about all the possible gifts that mankind could receive, the greatest gift of all is that of Jesus Christ. That is the most important, stupendous event that occurred in all of history, in all of mankind's entire history, from the very beginning of His creation. There was no single event that is as important as the incarnation of Jesus Christ and the purpose for that incarnation, which was to restore man to fellowship with God. Now you might say, well, if we think about it, well, how about life? Isn't that the most important? Well, no, not really. God created everything that is, He created. There was nothing made that was not made by the Word of God, by Jesus, by speaking forth the express will and purpose of God Almighty. And in the beginning, He created an order of beings called the angels, and they were endowed with a freedom of will and choice. And one of the most horrific events in those ages of eternity before time was measured was the fact that Satan was able to gather a third of that angelic host and commit divine treachery and treason against the most glorious person that ever existed, and that is Almighty God, the creator of all things. He gave them free will. And because they are spirits, there is no destruction of that spirit. They are not dependent upon a physical body, as we, our physical bodies, are dependent on certain things in order to, for life to be sustained and to continue. And also man, after having had that experience, just think of that, that of course, by we don't understand God. We are so limited with our finite human understanding and comprehension. We can't understand His foreknowledge and the very principle of free will and predestination. That's all really a matter that is only resolved in the divine will of God. We can understand and accept it, but we know that God has predestined us to be His children. We also know that we have freedom of choice. So while we may not be able to resolve the intricacies, yet God, because He is love, and even though He was perfect in joy and unity in the Godhead, He chose to create the angels. And that was what would seem to be somewhat of a failure, because a third of them just rebelled against God. But as I was thinking about, God must be the eternal optimist. That would have been enough for most of us to say, okay, well, I tried that and that didn't turn out so well. But then He created man, knowing fully that the same thing was going to happen, that Eve would be deceived, that Adam and Eve would fall, they would rebel against God's express command. And before the foundation of the world, He provided a lamb slain, and that was Jesus. So the greatest gift is not life itself, because the spirit will continue eternally. And it's up to us where we choose to live. God does not send anyone to hell. It's a matter of our choice. And it's my personal conviction, while we may be very limited in our understanding of the ways of God, I fully believe that God would send no one to hell who did not have an opportunity to hear about Jesus, and also the opportunity to choose or to reject the free gift of salvation. Because God is a just God, and He will not destroy the innocent. So if a man or woman goes to hell, it is because that's what they chose. They did not want to accept that gracious gift of eternal life, which is given in Jesus Christ. And when we think of all the other gifts God has given, He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness as His children. He's given us the beauty of this natural world, even though it has been corrupted by the fall of man. All of creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And yet, in spite of all these wonderful gifts of life, of the beauty of this world, of food, of rest, of drink, of all the things God has given, He has given also a wonderful capacity. He has given to us the power of choice, and that is a beautiful gift. Now, I've chosen to entitle this message, The Power of Choice. What does power mean? Well, it means, in references, physical might, mental or moral capacity. And of course, choice is the ability to select freely and after consideration. After a person's had a chance to think about it, then they can make a choice, hopefully a wise choice. Also, secondly, choice means to decide, to prefer, to make a selection. And that is a very personal thing that each individual has the capacity to do. Now, every single man on the face of the earth, everyone, man and woman who has ever lived, every child in all of man's history, has a choice. We know that since the incarnation of Jesus Christ into human flesh, into that time in history over 2,000 years ago when the fullness of time came and he was born of a virgin, there was a choice that mankind could make. Beginning with John the Baptist, a new dispensation came, and that was, if you will, the new covenant. It was an opportunity, a time of grace, where God was giving mankind the ability to choose, and that we remain in that period of time. Every human being faces a spiritual decision. There's a selection between only two choices. It's really not confusing. There's not a multiplicity of choices. It's either God or Satan, Christ or Antichrist, because there's only two spirits in the world. And you might say, whoa, Sister Glass, what about flesh? Well, I recall that situation where Peter was objecting to what the Lord was saying about having to be crucified, and he said, oh Lord, be it far from thee. And Jesus turned to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but be of man. And so our flesh, because it is fallen, aligns with that of Satan. So, beloved, we have a great gift, a great privilege, and that is the power of choice. Well, I see my time has flown by, and I'm just barely laying an introduction to what I want to share with you. So I do hope your schedule would permit that you could join me tomorrow. And if you're not able to listen to the broadcast on the air, you may go to unveilchrist.org website, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience for their archive there. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. If you need prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.